So I haven't had Botox in a while. I haven't even had, usually I just have like a chemical peel. At least that makes my skin look refreshed. Haven't had that since January.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I do the at-home care, but it's not as good as the professional stuff. Let's, I mean, I know we're all sitting at home wearing a mask and putting on our creams and all that stuff. It is not as good as when you go to the dermatologist. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
So the good thing about a mask and bangs at the same time is I only have to show a little teeny part of me. So if I just wear like enough under eye makeup and pretty lashes, they'll be like, oh, is she 40? Is she 14? I can't tell.
Yeah, if you get a really good mask that covers everything. You could get one of those masks that cover your neck too. So
what one's that? Oh, like a, yeah.
Get one of those that you can tuck down your shirt. So really all you see are your eyes.
But that's why I'm saying if I get a baklava, whatever that thing
baklava.
I just said.
Baklava. If you put a baklava on, then you will look good.
And it covers, but it also covers your hair. That's the thing. The balakalava covers your hair too. And I've been having good hair days lately. So I'll show off the hair.
Right.
And I'll show off the bridge of my nose, and that's about it.
If you want to see anything else, it will cost you.
I love that this is like the new porn now.
I'll let you see a bottom of my chin. Okay, that's it.
Exactly. If you want to see my chin, it's going to be some money. And you'll be the guy. You'll be the hey, you can't touch the chin. Right. Give me money, then you can see the chin.
Yeah, guys really don't have to even shave anymore. You know, it's like, why we have to shave? Nobody
sees.
Well,
the funny thing, I saw a guy today. We went to the supermarket. We did one of our supermarket runs, right? So we're coming back, and I see this guy, and I wasn't, as he's approaching me, I'm like, is he wearing a mask or is that a beard? I couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
And as he got closer, he had a giant mustache and a giant beard. He had a little tiny mouth. So I was like, is that like wearing a mask? I mean, he's not wearing a mask. I could see his nose and his lips. But he has such a big, bushy beard that I wonder if it kind of acts like a mask.
No,
I don't know.
No. You have to wear a mask. Even if you look like Santa Claus, you have to wear a mask.
And there's a study now that says that we don't recognize each other because we're wearing masks.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that in New York because, especially when you live in like a community like I do, and I have a very chatty community. I mean, everyone here has lived here their entire lives. I've got friends that grew up in this building, mm-hmm. you know, or grew up in neighboring buildings. So they know everybody. And like, you know, when you have time and you're walking around, there's no pandemic, it's nice to chat and you know the name of the guy that runs the store and your postal worker and every, you know, like today I walked, I was like, hey, Yvette, hey, Tom, what's up, Bob? You know, we all know each other. But I like when somebody doesn't recognize me and I'm in a rush because it's like, oh, good, I don't have to stop and chat.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Just keep your head down. Look straight ahead. Just walk quickly.
But well, now with a mask, nobody recognizes me. Nobody recognizes anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, we're just all living our lives now. Nobody has to talk to you. It's really great.
Do you look at guys differently now, thinking that they might be attractive under that mask? Are you putting the rest of their face together in your head to see if it equals attractiveness?
It's funny you would say that, because just today, there was a guy walking by me and I was like, is that a famous guy? Is he a model? Is he even good looking? He had dark glasses, he had sunglasses on and a mask, but I was like, I think that guy's handsome. And as he got closer, he saw me looking at him and I was like, is he famous? Is he ugly? Like, I can't even tell. So there was, yeah, I had no idea.
So it's like that game show where they only they uncover a couple of things and you got to figure out what the whole photo is. So it's kind of like that with a mask.
Oh, that's interesting.
In your head, you're putting noses and mouths and teeth together in your head to see if they're attractive or not.
Oh, yeah. I think TMZ does that, where they mix up someone's face, they jumble a face, then you got to put together, oh, look, it's Mila Kunis, but you didn't know.
But it's a great time for famous people. Famous people that couldn't walk around at all.
Yeah.
Now they can walk anywhere they want because nobody notices them.
And it's so crazy because our friends at Us Weekly, you know, I'm still doing Us Weekly Fashion Police, and they'll have a celebrity. And the other day they had, it said Katie Holmes. And I was like, that's not Katie Holmes. It just isn't. So I was looking closer. I was
it's
like,
a brown haired girl on the street.
I think that's Rumor Willis. And they have it as Katie Holmes. So I actually wrote to my editor and I was like, you know, not to be this way, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's Rumor Willis. I don't think that's Katie Holmes. And she was like, oh my God, you're right. It's not Katie Holmes. I'm like, right, with the mask, you can't even tell. So there you go.
It could either be Rumor Willis, it could be Katie Holmes, or a random chick.
Or like literally anybody else.
Right.
Like maybe that's not even anybody famous. Maybe that's the lady who worked at the grocery store you see leaving Vons.
Mm-hmm. If you're famous, you can go anywhere you want. If you're a TMZ photographer, you can just take photos of random people and go and say, I saw Tom Cruise with so-and-so.
That's actually pretty funny. Like, if that's your job right now, you could be like, oh, look, yeah, no, Brad Pitt is totally dating Dame Judi Dench. There they are.
Brad Pitt is back with Jennifer Aniston. Look, it's Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt together walking down Fifth Avenue I saw today.
And it's definitely them.
I said their name and everything, and they turned around and looked at me. I said, Brad, Jennifer. They went, what? And so I took their photo.
So pay me.
Give me $50,000. I got a scoop. Yeah, so that makes your job easier, and it makes their job easier because they can actually go into a store and buy a pack of gum without people noticing them.
It is amazing, though, how good people are at recognizing. Like, okay, so it's one thing when they're filming a movie around here, which they're doing like crazy. They're filming TV shows and movies in my neighborhood like nuts right now. And they have a whole protocol in place, and there's like someone, like a master of ceremonies type guy whose job it is to make sure everybody's socially distancing and washing their hands and wearing masks and all that. So somebody actually found Jeremy Renner, which is like, he's not even that recognizable on a regular day.
See, I wouldn't notice him if he was on a movie set without a mask. I wouldn't know who that
That's
was.
What I'm saying. Like, on a regular day, if he was sitting next to you on a bus, you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm sitting next to Jeremy Renner. You would just be like, can you move over a little, dude?
Yeah, some guy. Even with the camera in front of him shooting, I would still not even know who he is.
Are you the stand-in?
Yeah.
When's the actor? Who's the actor that's playing this role?
I don't know.